Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Neil Haley Show. You can check me out on Twitter at TuttleTutor and NeilHaley.com and all those exciting places. And I have worked with this guy. He's an amazing guy. Now he's an amazing show on the Dove Channel. So I'm excited to welcome to the program Matthew Faraci. Matthew, thanks for calling. How are you?
Hey, man. So great to be here.
Absolutely. Let's kind of hear about your background, because how we met is through your agency. And now a talk show host, but you have a very interesting background, don't you, Matthew?
Well, I mean, the long and short of it is I was in politics for a really long time and lived in Washington for a while and worked in different circles, worked for President Bush and worked on the Hill and so on and so forth. And I heard somebody give a talk and he said that politics is downstream from culture. And I remember thinking at the moment, well, the culture is in a really bad place right now. And I need to do something about that. I felt a personal calling that that was my new sort of mission. So I left after having been there for so long and started, because I've been in the faith community so long, started working on different films like you referenced, like Miracles from Heaven and other movies like that. And this year, I was moderating a panel at Variety's annual Faith and Family Entertainment Summit. And some producers from the Dove Channel saw that. It's actually Dove Channel. I'm not supposed to put the in front of it. I'm still learning. Some of the producers and executives from that channel saw the panel, and they came up to me afterwards and said, hey, don't you think this would be a great show? And I had to think about it for a while, and then I sort of called them back and said, yeah, I do. I mean, having conversations with people of faith who are doing great things, I mean, that would be amazing. And so that's how we are where we are.
So explain to us a little bit before we go into your show about Dove Channel, because it's really interesting. I won't say the Dove Channel. I have to get used to that as well. And it kind of rang a bell for me, and I'm like, okay, then I did some research, and it was very, very interesting to hear what they're trying to do. It kind of reminds me of the days of satellite television, maybe 10 years ago, where lots of Christians chose just Christian programming. It seems like this is the direction of what this channel is doing.
So the fundamental idea of the channel is it's like Netflix, right? It's what they call in the business an OTT network, where, you know, you subscribe to this channel, which is available on Roku and Apple TV and smart TVs and all those various devices, right? And you subscribe to this channel, and the sort of guarantee, if you will, is that it's going to be family-friendly, that you're not going to find anything that's offensive, that in some sense you could give your kids the remote and say, guys, kind of go on there and, you know, thing. We can either watch it all together as a family, which is, I think, very important to do. But in those moments where you're giving the kids the privilege to watch something, you can have the confidence to know that if they're on there, they're not going to run into something offensive. But it's not just about offensive. I think there's two sides to it. The other side to it is programming that really, for us, you know, with our kids, it's like, look, I'm not just watching something so we can pass the time. I want you to get something out of this experience. I want you to learn a valuable lesson. I want you to be inspired, uplifted. You know, I remember after my kids saw this movie, Queen of Katwe, which is actually a very faithful movie that wasn't marketed that way. That's a whole nother conversation. But the Queen of Katwe is about a Christian missionary in Africa who teaches at a chess camp. And this girl who's from the slums of Uganda, of Katwe, Uganda, goes on to become this international chess champion. So after that, my kids started playing chess, you know, because the movie got them excited about chess. That's what I'm talking about.
Right, right.
I'm not looking for Marvel superhero movies. Nothing against those. I just always feel like that's the kind of stuff that leaves my kid different or doing something more interesting. So that's kind of the heart behind Dove Channel is A, you know, family friendly, and B, the kind of content that you want your family to be engaged with.
Oh, absolutely. It's a quite interesting thing, Matt, when you talk about it, because you're saying to yourself, oh, wow. The programming is so important. When you don't know what your kids are watching, and if you are faith filled and you want great wholesome stuff. So it's like Netflix, but there's original programming as well, right? There are Christian movies available for the streaming service, but also original programming like your show. Are there any other original programs, or you're the first with the talk show?
Yeah, so, I mean, they have sort of dipped their toe in the water at times on original programming, but this is the first sort of major effort, because what we really wanted to do is do something different. And, you know, it's sort of frustrating to me over time that people always don't associate the faith community with doing something different. And I think we should always be that. I think we should always be at the cutting edge. I think that's our biblical calling and mission, right? And so typically when you see a show that pictures faithful people, it's usually, you know, there's just been various formulas. And my heart was, hey, why don't we interview people who are famous, who happen to be faithful people? So maybe they're not pastors. Maybe they're not, you know, people that you know to be faithful people, but they are. And that's what drives them. And I really believe that this is going to resonate with people. So our very first episode, for example, is with this group called the Piano Guys. And they're super well known. I mean, they played at the inauguration. They, I guess probably their first famous moment was when they dropped a grand piano with a helicopter on the top of a cliff, and a cliff that you can't climb. You can only helicopter to this cliff. And they played, the Piano Guys is actually two guys. One plays the piano, one plays the cello, and you have to sort of get to know them to know why they're called the Piano Guys. And these guys are just so passionate about their faith and about their relationship with God, and you see it because there's just a joy in what they're doing. In fact, the guy, Stephen Sharp Nelson, who plays the cello on every single one of their YouTube videos, you just see this smile on his face, and it's not a happiness smile. It's just this deep at what he's doing, and he just so loves what he's doing. And so it's those kind of stories that I want to shine a light on.
And that's great. To shine that light is so important, and your faith is so important, and going through politics and talk shows. Is this the first time you had a talk show before, Matt, before this opportunity?
Yes. I have produced talk shows in the past, but never hosted one.
And especially with your firm you have and all the stuff where you represent other people, this is weird, you being the star, right? In a way.
It's a little bit different. It takes some getting used to because I'm so used to promoting other people's things. And so when I think about this, it's you know, there's that old saying, you can't see the label from inside the jar. It's a little bit of an adjustment. But I will also tell you that when you see the show, it's coming out next month. It's not like, you know, when we say talk show, I probably should stop saying talk show, because even though they are conversations, it's like conversations without the camera being there. It's very organic. We interview people in the environments where they're most comfortable. So, for instance, we sat down with this Christian hip-hop artist called Propaganda, who I love. I just so respect his work and what he's doing. And, you know, he happened to be at a radio station that day doing a radio interview. So we just sat down with him during the interview, and then he and I found a couch after his interview, and we just sat down and talked, and they you know, filmed it. So it's to give you a real sense of who these people actually are. And so it doesn't have the polish of a talk show in that sense, because we really want people to speak from their heart.
And you're able to get them where maybe they're out of their comfort zone, or you can really lay back with them and have a conversation instead of, okay, come to my studio, watch these lights and cameras everywhere, and you don't feel comfortable. Instead of, okay, I'm going here now, okay, and I'm going to talk to you here about this, and you just had, you know, just finished up an event, or you're excited about talking to something, it's just a conversation about sharing their faith and making them successful, right?
Yeah, and you know, Neil, what I'm really looking for from your listeners, I'm going to give you an email. It's the website's franklyferracci.com. That's I've been spelling Ferracci to operators my whole life. So that's F as in Fenway Park, if you're a Red Sox fan, F-A-R-A-C-I. And if you're a Yankees fan, you still have to spell it, and it's still F as in Fenway Park. So it's franklyfarachi.com. And the email is franklyfarachi@dovechannel.com. That's franklyfarachi@dovechannel.com. And I'm telling you this because we really want to get suggestions from people. You know, people they know that are doing great things and yes. that we may not know are faithful people. Because you would be surprised. I mean, just last week I read an article and Harry Connick Jr., who's got that new daytime talk show, said, quote, "My faith informs every decision I make in my life." And wow. I was like, you know, and I always saw that Harry Connick, he's always been a very positive guy. Like you always saw that. I just didn't know where it came from. And he, you know, recently revealed that that's where it came from. It's really interesting to see lots of actors who you don't know are faithful people. And then somebody will just happen to ask them a question, and all of a sudden you're like, what? Wait, what? So Chris Pratt, who's, you know, only probably the biggest actor in Hollywood, Chris Pratt's talked about his faith pretty openly and tweets Bible verses on a regular basis, you know? So you would be surprised at
people, right? For you to get in front of them,
huh?
Right? Your producer is going to be busy, like you're busy for your clients, to find you opportunities to interview these people for the show, it sounds like.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. But what's interesting is it's super cool because I'm not asking them to talk about a project or whatever. I just want to talk about who they are as people. And if you put yourself in their shoes, for a lot of these kind of folks, they always have to go do an interview and give the same talking point about their movie or whatever they're
over,
doing. And this is an opportunity to say what they want to say, you know?
And they're so programmed. And Matt, when I do these radio tours, I try to get them off of asking questions that no one's asked them in the 16 interviews that they had in one day.
Exactly.
That's the fun part. And that's what you have to do as a host is listen to what they say, come up with good first two questions, and then roll. And it's that simple.
Yeah. Yep. Amen, brother. I'm with you.
All right. So where's the best place we can find information on you? We'll definitely have to have you back on again. I'm going to definitely have a link for people to listen to the Dove Channel or Dove Channel and check it out and find out more information. Follow you on Twitter. And where can we follow you on Twitter and information on you and also Dove Channel? Where can we go?
Yeah. All my social media handles are the same. Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, whatever. It's @FranklyFarachi. And you can just go to the website. And there's a link to all those places. It's franklyfarachi.com. So it's pretty simple. We tried to keep it consistent.
So you're out in California, so it's a perfect place to find when you find these unbelievable stars. They're in L.A., aren't they, a lot of times?
Yeah, and the idea, just so you know, Neil, so your listeners know when they suggest people, is to talk to people who are in entertainment, music, sports, business, politics. You know, we sort of run the gamut. I'm talking to a couple professional sports teams right now about sitting down with some of their players. So it's, you know, it really runs the gamut. We want to help shine a light on people who are already doing great things, who also happen to be guided and driven by their faith. And I think it's so important because there's a perception of what faithful people are like. They're uptight. They're judgmental. They're not fun. They're not cool. And you know what, Neil, I think that's totally the opposite is my perception. I think that people that are really driven by their faith, they're some of the most amazing people you'll ever meet in your life and the most joyful people you'll ever meet in your life. And so I just want to tell their stories and really not make it about me, but I just want it to be that the viewer feels like they're just sitting there right alongside me experiencing what these people are like. And so I just can't wait for people to see it. I'm so excited.
So when is the debut? When is it going to be available? What date?
We're working on the exact date right now, but it's definitely the best I can tell you right now is mid-March. I think we're like seconds away from, in fact, I could probably, Neil, if this doesn't sound too Bush League, I can ask my producer right now. Hey, Nash. Okay. He's not right here, but I know we're honing down a, oh, wait, he is right here. Hey, Nash, do we have an opening date for our show yet officially? Okay, so we're shooting like – okay, Neil, we should know by the end of the day today, so I could send you an email and maybe you could
let your listeners know
what
– basis to tell us what's going on the Dub Channel. I'd love to do that.
Okay.
To promote that way and, you know, quick segments, but something to really get the people out there and introduce you to people as well that I interview as celebrities and say, hey, they got really good faith. Contact them. We can work together to book each other's stars. That would be awesome.
Love it.
I think.
Love it.
I love it. I don't know how God brings us together in certain ways, but it was from two of your clients, two fantastic people. And now I was like looking and I said, what the heck? He has a show now? Got to call him. And there you go. And I'm excited about what the Dub Channel is doing. And anytime we can have nice, wholesome stuff out there, especially for affordable price, what a great thing. And best of luck with everything you're doing, Matt. And we'll be in touch soon, okay?
All right. Thanks, Neil. Talk to you soon, brother.
All right. Take care, man. See ya. Okay. Bye-bye. You're listening to Neil Haley Show, and we'll be back in just a moment.
If you own a small business, it's not a question of if some hacker is going to attempt to attack your company. It's a question of when. Let cyberpolicy.com keep you safe. CyberPolicy is the first end-to-end solution that combines cyber planning, security, and insurance. With CyberPolicy, your business will be protected against cyber attacks for as little as 40 cents a day. Visit cyberpolicy.com today and get a quote in just 4 minutes. CyberPolicy.com.